With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. The White House says President Donald Trump will make a stop in Montana next week. Spokeswoman Lindsay Walters says Trump will travel to the state on July 5th. A location has not yet been announced, but the online news site The Electric reports that local officials confirm being contacted by the White House about using the Expo Park in Great Falls on July 5th, and that local law enforcement has been alerted about the possibility. The White House spokeswoman didn't say what the president would be doing, but the visit is expected to include a campaign appearance on behalf of State Auditor Matt Rosendale, the Republican U.S. Senate candidate. Rosendale hopes to deny Democratic Senator John Tester a shot at re-election for a third term. Tester angered the president earlier this year by releasing unsubstantiated allegations that Dr. Ronnie L. Jackson, Trump's pick to run the Veterans Affairs Department, drank on the job, overprescribed medication, and presided over a toxic work environment. Tester is the top Democrat on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Jackson ultimately withdrew his nomination, and Trump named a new candidate. Ballots for Montana state lawmakers to vote on convening a special legislative session were dropped in the mail today, according to the Secretary of State's office. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The proposal for a special session comes from Republican legislative leaders who want to pass referendums that could compete with citizen initiative ballot issues seeking to reauthorize and fund Medicaid expansion and change mining regulations. Supporters of I-185 and I-186 have criticized lawmakers for what they say is interfering with the citizen initiative process. Legislators calling for what would be Montana's second special session in 8 months said they're trying to create more options for voters, and ballot initiatives are often one-sided and are not good ways to deal with complex policy issues. Some Republican lawmakers who support calling a special session are unsure if there's enough time to put a referendum on the November ballot, or if it would require a special election. The Secretary of State's office says lawmakers have until July 15th to return the poll on whether they should return to Helena this summer. Lawmakers have called the special session to begin July 16th. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The U.S. Interior Department's Inspector General is looking into a complaint about a Montana land deal that links Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and the head of energy services giant Halliburton. A spokeswoman said today that the Office of Inspector General is conducting a preliminary review that will determine whether a full investigation into the land deal is opened. Democratic lawmakers called for an investigation amid reports that a charitable foundation created by Zinke and run by his wife, Lola, was allowing a company co-owned by Halliburton chairman David Lesser to use the foundation's land for a commercial development in Zinke's hometown of Whitefish. A Montana jury awarded $20,000 to a Whitehall homeowner after Wells Fargo seized his home by mistake in 2014. The Montana Standard reports the Jefferson County jury delivered the verdict today following about 2 hours of deliberations, saying the bank was negligent but it did not intentionally trespass or invade the homeowner's privacy. Kevin Moore was seeking $600,000 in compensatory damages, claiming the bank's agent broke into his house, changed the locks, and ransacked the place while he was in Alaska. His attorney, Frederick Sherwood, declined to comment. Lawyers for Wells Fargo also declined to comment following the trial. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana proposes holding rates the same on individual insurance policies sold through the Federal Exchange for 2019, while decreasing rates by 4.9% for those covered under the company's group plans. Two other providers, Pacific Source and the Montana Health Co-op, are proposing increases of between 1.8% and 10.6%, depending on the plan. Pacific Source increased its rates by an average of 13.1% for 2018 policies, while the co-op's rates went up 16.6%, compared to 22.3% for Blue Cross. Those increases were at least partly due to the loss of federal subsidies. Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale announced the proposed rates today and said his office will review them to make sure they're accurate and justified. Final rates will be announced in August. State officials are encouraging Flathead Valley residents to take care of any debris burning before Sunday. On July 1st, no debris burning is allowed in Flathead and northern Lake counties. Montana's Department of Natural Resources says that each summer, more than 70% of wildfires in the Flathead are caused by human activity, with top causes being escaped and illegal debris burns. Debris burning is not allowed in July, August, and September due to the increased fire danger during Montana's fire season. Open burning will begin again October 1st as conditions allow. The DNRC is also encouraging residents to prevent fires by pruning lower branches, removing ladder fuels, and cleaning out rain gutters. They recommend raking any leaves or needles from around homes and under porches or decks to create a 3 to 5 foot non-combustible perimeter. A judge has reversed a decision by the State Board of Medical Examiners to suspend the license of a Helena physician after a former employee alleged he overprescribed pain medication. The judge found the board was wrong to reject the findings of its own hearing officer and made other procedural errors. I'm Claire Minahan, Montana Public Radio.